This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. One of the newest frontiers in mental health care is psychedelic drugs like MDMA or psilocybin in magic mushrooms. But for now, those drugs are illegal and can't be prescribed. Efforts across the country to decriminalize psychedelics are gaining steam in some places, including Western Massachusetts. But some want to slow down the process. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
Those of a certain age will remember psychedelic drugs were a mainstay of 60s counterculture, the part that focused on exploration of the soul.
The time has come to go out of your mind. Are you ready to die and be reborn?
Thousands of young people followed the call of eccentric Harvard professor Timothy Leary, who became famous for his anthem, Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out. That's the name of this 1967 spoken word album, Leary's guided journey through an LSD trip.
Sound waves merge with the scene.
But there were also many out-of-control acid trips. Some people jumped off buildings, and others reported flashbacks and long-term cognitive effects. By the late 1960s, most hallucinogens were banned. The Nixon administration shut down research into psychedelics as mental health treatment and moved them into the Schedule I category of illegal drugs, the same as heroin. As a result, psychiatrists like Tom Insel think many people lost out on an effective way to reduce their suffering. Psychedelics work less like a medication, he says, and more like a portal to better insight.
And when you talk to people in the field, pretty quickly they talk about the experience of taking the drug and the way in which that experience leads to behavioral, cognitive, affective change.
Insel is former director of the National Institute for Mental Health. Now he's an advisor and investor in Compass, a company seeking to develop psychedelic-assisted mental health treatment.
It's almost as if what the drug is trying to do is to get you to where you'd get in 5 years of psychotherapy, but to do that in 5 weeks through a very structured set of experiences.
The FDA has recently approved some clinical trials involving psychedelics, including for Compass. Insel says scientists still aren't sure of the exact biological mechanisms for psychedelics, though two recent studies show they can reduce symptoms of depression and PTSD. Psychedelics are often described as dissolving the ego, obliterating the division between oneself and the world.
You're just delighted with yourself. Like you're just in sort of rapture. There's a total joy. And then mix that with a total loss of fear.
Emily Howard is a psychotherapist in Amherst.
All of your usual defenses, all the little tiny subtle ones that guard your heart are just gone.
Howard first experimented with hallucinogens in college in the 90s. More recently, she's tried MDMA, also called ecstasy, and psilocybin, or magic mushrooms. Mostly, she says, for professional reasons. She works with patients who use psychedelics to help treat depression, anxiety, PTSD, and other problems they could not resolve in more traditional ways. But since most psychedelic drugs are illegal, even for medical reasons, Howard has to be careful how she incorporates them into her practice.
Because I knew I didn't want to be in jail, right, because I'm a mother. I was like, I've got to figure out a way to do this legally.
She tells clients she can't help them find the drugs or even the psychedelic guides who stay with people for the hours they're hallucinating. She will only work to prepare clients for their drug experience or help them make sense of it afterwards.
What did you listen to? What was hard about it? What were the themes? What are you literally going to do differently in your life to integrate this?
To protect her license, she doesn't accept health insurance for psychedelic therapy. But she says this work would be a lot easier if psychedelics were legal. Last November, the state of Oregon passed a ballot measure to legalize psilocybin. And across the country, cities and towns are moving in a similar direction. Northampton, for instance, passed a resolution in April calling on the local police to deprioritize psychedelics as a reason for arrest.
We've devoted our energies to demonizing people who are affiliated or associated with drugs in any way at our own peril.
Decades ago, in his 20s, Northampton City Councilor Bill Dwight used hallucinogens himself.
I had consumed them all at some point. LSD, psilocybin, peyote, MDMA, DMT.
While he never found them particularly transformative, he knows many others have. So he wanted to make them more accessible, especially as mental health treatment. Granted, the Northampton resolution is mostly symbolic. Dwight says there's been little local pushback, not even from Chief of Police Jody Casper.
It doesn't particularly impact what we're doing here.
Casper says the police rarely arrest anyone for simple drug possession anyway, and even less often for psychedelics.
I understand there's large, you know, national issues that the council may want to weigh in on. And I think they're more making a statement to our, you know, local community and the broader community about what they believe should be the priorities of our systems, I suppose.
Even if the police aren't speaking out against legalization, some people you might not expect are, like Tom Insel, the psychiatrist who considers psychedelics a promising treatment.
There's a risk here if the drugs are used by the wrong people at the wrong time in the wrong way.
Insel thinks psychedelics should stay out of the public domain until there's more medical research into their effectiveness, which is the argument made by some companies and institutes developing psychedelics for market. Insel worries that, like in the 60s, too many people would use them irresponsibly, leading to injuries and deaths. And if that happens, the government could again shut down research.
Because the FDA will be spooked, as will the public, in the same way that happened in 1972 or 1970. That's exactly how this went off the rails.
Proponents of legalization, however, consider those unfounded worries. For one, they say the legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts and elsewhere did not cause the sky to fall. And many people already use psychedelics, just where the authorities can't see them. They'd rather the options be above board for recreation and for mental health care. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.